That's the first time ever.
Just let me know when you're ready.
We're ready. Good morning, everybody. This is the Upshur County Commissioners Court regular meeting for July 15, 2020. That clock is not right up there, but it is 10:02. Thank y'all for coming. I'm going to ask Mr. Dolly to lead us in a word of prayer, and then I'm going to ask, and before you start that, Mr. Dustin Nicholson to lead us in the pledges. I've got two absences today. We do have a quorum. Both of the absences are excused absences. And one of our commissioners has some very serious health issues with a member of her family at home. And so that's Miss Gentry. So maybe this will be a short meeting with three of us arguing instead of five. Mr. Dolly.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful this morning for your goodness and mercy and for the day that you've given us to worship and praise and follow after your instructions. Dear Lord, we ask for your presence here at this meeting today. We ask you, dear God, for thee to guide, to bless the people of Upshur County, to help our decisions or the decisions that are made to be in the benefit of Upshur County. Lord, that we can praise and worship you and help one another. We pray for America. We pray for the unity in America, that it will unite and become the nation that it should be, a Christian nation. And we, oh Father, we love and praise, and we ask you to bless this country, this state, to help us to do your will in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor and Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Gonna mic this up so people at home can hear us, hopefully. All right. Mr. Nichols, will you give us a COVID report?
Yes, sir. So currently, as of today, we're sitting at 110 total cases. That leaves us with 47 of those 110 that are still active, with 63 of them being recovered.
Have you heard anything of when the governor might give another news conference?
No, there's supposed to be a conference call, I think tomorrow, with them on what's coming.
Okay, so it's 110 total with 47 active.
Yes, sir.
Was there an incident at the nursing home?
Well, they had a report that we thought one of the nursing homes had a case, but it turned out it wasn't ours, so.
So as we're sitting here, we still don't have any notices of any COVID in either nursing home?
Not here in town, no.
Not here in town?
No, there is one in Blakemore.
Okay, there's one in, all right, out in Upshur County again.
That one in Blakemore is
Yes. All right, thank you, sir. Number two, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500. Form for Upshur County warning of unsatisfactory job performance. And applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Make a motion to approve stated items A through F.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve items 2A through F. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0.
Good that warning of unsatisfactory job
job performance, is that something that was mandated by the new employee manual that y'all recently approved? Is that where that came from?
I don't know. I can look and probably tell you. I just know that it needed to be in our employee manual and that we needed a policy, and so they presented us with one that everybody agreed on.
All right, thank you.
No, hold on, that's a good question.
Judge, do you mind if I answer?
Ma'am?
Do you mind if I answer?
No, please do.
Our new employee policy did state forms in the back, but we didn't attach all of the forms, so we're going through them, and some of them were changing. This one, the unsatisfactory job performance, it just had written and changed it to verbal and written. And it just needs to be in minutes.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms. Vick. Number three. Discuss and take action to record the certification by the county auditor of the receipt of additional revenue received after the beginning of the fiscal year and to adopt a special budget for same. And in your packet, there's a resolution for us to sign authorizing Ms. Williams to create a special budget. Could you illuminate that for us?
Yes, sir. We received from the Secretary of State and Secretary of State election security grant. It was for $120,000. It required a $16,000 match from the county, and it is for the purchase of security loader equipment. Is one of the options under the grant, and the equipment will be a verified touch, paper verified. It will fit out a paper ballot as well. So
this is from the HAVA Election Security Grant,
yes.
The Help America Vote Act, and you're just trying to segregate that money so it's used for the intended purposes.
Correct.
Okay.
Motion to approve the receipt of additional revenue of $120,000. For election department.
Second.
Most and a second that we approve the receipt of the $120,000 HAVA grant, and further that we allow Ms. Williams to segregate those funds and sign the resolution doing so. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Thank you, Ms. Williams. Number four, discuss and take action to approve the license agreement between I3 Bearcat LLC, aka Net Data Corporation, and Upshur County, Texas. I guess I can jump in the water on this first. I wasn't able to talk to those people yesterday, but I think that Mr. Nicholson and I have them wrangled into a three-year contract instead of one for five, but it requires some concessions, and it's going to require all of our JPs to use their services for the next 3 years. There's one of them that doesn't presently use their services, and that judge said they'll be glad to do it if it'll help get us in a position for the contract that we need.
Right.
And so we're really at a point with renewing with these folks. We're going out for bids for somebody to replace them, and we're not in the financial shape to do that because all that's for sale on the market right now is Cadillacs and Bentleys and Rolls Royces. There's no Yugos out there and Chevrolets.
So, Judge, do you just need us to approve you to sign an agreement with them for a three-year contract?
If y'all want me to do this, and I think it's probably the only feasible course of action.
Sign a three-year agreement that we've had.
We could vote to authorize me to enter into a contract with a three-year term. But if they give me any more trouble, I'm still not going to sign it.
Okay,
so if we vote to do that today, I'm going to get back with them and say, okay, I'm good with it on my end. Are y'all still good with it on yours?
And the price of difference will not change. And it'll still remain the same what we've been paying.
And I don't fault the prior court either. I don't think, we kind of had a conversation get away from us a time or two ago. This isn't, it's just how it is. I mean, you know, an economic decision was made. You know, there's no use in keeping secrets. The gold standard out there right now is Tyler Technologies with the Odyssey system that Gregg County's on, Smith County. But that's going to be three times the cost of this. And, you know, do we want to go triple our cost right now when we're, Ms. Williams is always tugging on my coat sleeve. Wait just a minute. We got to be real careful what we spend money on. Because, you know, you've got a, we're in an economic downturn, hoping everybody can pay their taxes. So, you know, this isn't the blame game. It's just where we're at. But the reason we got put in this is the prior company said we're not going to keep supporting Ableterm, which is what we had, because they pay people every day to work like a beehive to keep it going. And so they focused on their new product, Odyssey. And so I was just going to sign it for the five-year deal, and I got to looking at it, and you got to looking at it, Mr. Nicholson got to looking at it, and Mr. Jay Miller, I'll speak for him, I think he sure enough don't care for it, you know. But here we are, and I told Mr. Miller we might vote on this while he's gone today. And he said, well, it might be a good day to vote then if I'm not there. So I've covered him. So if y'all authorize me to do this, that's just giving me authority to go ahead and close it. If I think we're running into a booby trap, I'm still not going to do it. Probably will. They'll probably say that's great. We're glad. And, you know, I'm going to tell them to show us why we're really with y'all. I would be thinking you'd be turning somersaults. But, you know, if they give me any grief and say, no, y'all waited too long, or we want 4 years, or we want something extra, I'm not going to sign it. Okay, so this will just authorize me to accept the last offer where we were, but that offer was verbal with a meeting, and Mr. Nicholson was there, it was me, and two of their people were here.
Yes, sir, and Gregg.
And Gregg Dodson.
All right, I make a motion to grant Just Tev Taylor authority to negotiate the final contract with Net Data Bearcat LLC for 3 years on the terms, limit of 3 years, with the same
terms previously discussed.
Second.
Motion and a second that the Commissioner's Court authorized the judge to close a deal with I3 Bearcat for a 3-year deal on computer contract.
That would be with the proviso that they don't change the offer they've already made,
right? I'm going to take them up on the negotiated offer where we left off. And so, I shouldn't say that. I can be cantankerous to deal with. One of the things I noticed when, you know, the contract we have says, we can drop the county anytime, 30 days notice. Can we drop them? No. Okay, let me put in an escape clause. You remember we talked about that? Okay, we'll keep it 5, but let me put in there something with reasonable notice of 180 days. Oh, no. So, you know, I've already got them cornered. Like, so what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander, you know? And they reminded me, and they're right, we let y'all have this for nearly nothing, and they did. They really, I have to give them their due on that, looking back.
So, but basically, as I understand it, is they're authorized, they're conditionally authorized to sign to renew it for 3 years as long as the agreement stays what it was the last time they offered, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Boy, taking medicine sometimes sure don't taste good. All right, number 5, discuss and take action to approve the contract for professional management services between Upshur County and Trailer and Associates pertaining to the Infrastructure Improvements 2020 Texas Department of Transportation, Transportation Infrastructure Fund, which we call the TIF. Trailer's been working for us for a long time, Mr. Jordan.
Oh, Jordan is good.
No, that's all I was going to say.
We have, or y'all have approved using Trailer previously whenever I started this. This is just the last chance for y'all to back out of the deal. I asked you not to. We are set on go with the TIF grant. Just want to let y'all know, because it is carried on so long because of the state's TxDOT getting hacked and then the COVID mess, we're further along in the year than what we originally planned. Therefore, my plans on this first bid are to use about half of our allotted money. See how long it takes me to get a reimbursement before I dump everything out, because I don't want to carry over into the new budget with $450,000 in limbo and then argue with Ms. Williams on whether I get it back or not. So it'll only be about half, and then whenever we get the reimbursement, depending on the timing, we'll do the second half of this first allocation. But this is just basically a step we have to go through to give y'all one more chance to back out, and I ask y'all not to.
Thank you, sir.
I make a motion that we approve the contract and allow the judge to sign it with the Professional Management Services, Taylor and Associates Incorporated.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve Gary Trailer and Associates to handle the TxDOT TIF fund grant and the application services. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Number six, discuss and take action to approve a resolution authorizing the county judge to execute the county infrastructure front grant agreement and authorizing the county judge to sign all documentation related to the CTF grant program. That should be an easy motion to implement what y'all just voted on.
Make a motion to implement what we just voted on.
Second.
I need a motion.
I did.
Okay, I didn't hear. I'm sorry. I got a motion and a second.
You do.
Mr. Jordan?
This is just saying you sign all documentation dealing with TIF grant.
The buck always stops back there, don't
it? Yes, sir. That's why you make the big bucks.
Yeah. Okay. Motion and a second that we authorize the county judge to be the lightning rod to sign all these things, to implement the TIF fund grant, and then I'll be the one going to the pen. If somebody gets in trouble, everybody can say, oh, the judge is the one to handle that. No, I'm just kidding.
I think I promised you front page if that happens.
Okay. Just bring me good books to read while I'm gone. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0.
One quick question. How much is that, if you refresh my memory, Andy might
Yes, the grant that we've been allocated was a little over $452,000, and it is from oil field exploration damage.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I've got. Thank you.
I think we can go ahead and do number seven. Number seven, discuss and take action to accept the resignation of Don Gross as the Upshur County Game Room Hearing Officer. We discussed that last time, tabled it until today because we wanted to have an alternate plan before we accepted his resignation.
I make a motion to accept Mr. Don Gross's resignation from the Game Room Hearing Officer.
Second.
Motion and a second that we let Mr. Don Gross out of the trap. We got him by the toe, and he wants out. And he did an excellent job for the short period of time that we got this program going. And so we thank Mr. Gross for being there to do that. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Okay, the time is 10:21. A.M. The court's going to go into closed session to discuss personnel matters pertaining to the appointment of a game room hearing examiner/officers relative to the Upshur County Game Room Regulations pursuant to Vernon's Texas Codes Annotated, Sections 551.074A1 et sec. That means in Latin, that statute, and the ones that follow. I don't speak Latin either. So we're now in closed session, and we'll be right back out in a few minutes. Okay, the time is now 10:35 a.m. because that isn't right, remember? We're back in open session. And you might say, why is he making a big deal about the clocks? When you go in and out of closed session, you got to state when you went into closed session, when you came out. All right. Number 9, discuss and take action to appoint a game room hearing examiner officer. I think I need a motion to appoint collectively the elected justices of the peace of Upshur County, Texas, to collectively serve as game room appeal hearing officers, with the method being that upon an appeal of any decision by the game room permit administrator, the county judge would appoint one of those justices of the peace, not in the precinct where the game room is, to hear and determine that appeal. And I can't take credit for that. Mr. Nicholson put his thinking cap on and came up with that, and it's a good idea. You had a great idea, too, about let's ask a JP not in that precinct to be the one to decide it. The other option we had was to name all of y'all and have a quorum do it, and y'all just hear it and render a decision, but we felt that'd be too hard to round all y'all up at once. This process is very rarely invoked anyway, very rarely. So that's the motion that I need, what I just said. I might not could say that twice.
Have all of the JPs been talked to and agreed to this?
We've talked to enough of them that the system will work. One of them we hadn't been able to discuss it with, all but one.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second that the court names the elected justices of the peace of Upshur County to collectively serve as game room hearing appeal officers, with the method being that upon an appeal of a decision of the game room administrator, the county judge would have notice of that appeal, and the county judge will appoint a justice of the peace, not in the precinct where the game room is operated, to hear and determine the appeal. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
How's that?
Motion and a second that we adjourn. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Too many.